Aldrich's done well. You know, he's really progressed from when we first could put hands on him and start working with him. Gotten better every day, so that's really been encouraging, and it's been consistent. And, you know, big guy, so we try to tighten him up a little bit, and he's done really well, very coachable, very strong leg, and he had good accuracy this spring.
Go back a little bit. I'm kind of scared of a guy like that. As far as I know, he didn't even kick on any teams like in game action the last 2 years, right?
He was with Tennessee last year.
But did he kick in
games?
Okay.
He had some kicks in their games, and so you identify him there, and then we brought him in for a workout. He had a really good workout here last season, so our pro scouting group did an outstanding job at discovering him, and then we were able to sign him to a futures contract.
When you said tighten him up, you mean his motion? You said tight, you have to tighten him up?
Yeah, you know, bigger guys sometimes are long. Trying to take some of the inconsistencies out by shortening them up, and he did a good job with that.
Coach, on punt return today, guys like Travis Rudolph, Sterling Shepard, Odell, and Shane Vereen were getting reps. Is a punt return competition something we can see, something we would see come training camp in August?
Well, we're always trying to build a stable of guys back there, you know, so when you do get to the 4-6-man roster, if you have one guy, that guy gets hurt, you need another guy to go in. It's so critical of the ball possession to be able to catch the ball and then advance it.
What have you seen from Travis Rudolph?
Travis is very smart, and then he's very efficient with his movements, you know, probably more so than I thought when I watched him on tape. So he's done a good job. He really didn't get the opportunity to return at Florida State, but he's done a nice job for us up to this point.
How does being more efficient with his movements help a punt return?
It's just short area. So if he can put your foot in the ground and get vertical out of it, it really helps.
Does that mean he's quicker than you thought?
A little bit quicker, yeah.
Coach McAdoo is very adamant about having the rookies contribute on special teams immediately. Do you see a bunch of special teams contributors in this class?
Yeah, I think every year that class is counted on to doing it, and it's kind of the national rite of passage. And the thing we sell to them is if you come out, you know, good football players are good football players. So if you come out and you play well blocking and tackling, which this game is on special teams, the other people see it, and then now you get to progress. You know, Paul Perkins was a great example last year. He came in, really didn't play any special teams in college, which we don't mind, and he listened, he learned, and got better every week, and then your confidence grows as a player, confidence grows within the organization, and then you can step up and start playing.
Have any guys stood out in particular yet thus far?
You know, you don't have pads on, so mentally they stand out. But I thought the whole rookie class has really done well. I think it's another solid group, deep group, so we'll get some good contributions from them.
Well, when we talk to the offensive coaches about the offensive linemen and the defense, too, with defensive linemen, they say, you know, you can't really tell anything at this point. They don't have pads. They don't have helmets on. With a kicker, is that similar that, you know, you won't know really what you have in him until you get to the preseason game?
Well, I think that you kind of check boxes as you go along, you know, or there's times in the range, yes, the height, the rotation, you know, handling the wind and, you know, the different scenarios we put him in. But then the next step is handling the games. So that will be the next big challenge.
Is it usually, can you usually get a sense here of how that will play out, or is there?
Yeah, you got to see the game.
A big jump, I guess.
That's not really necessarily a big jump, but it is a jump, and it's something that, you know, confidence for everyone. You got to see him go out and do it in a game. So you could make all the field goals you want on practice, but you got to do it in the game.
I guess whoever it is,
other than a rookie, because other than a veteran, do you anticipate giving your rookie kicker more pressure-type situations in training camp?
I think we've done that before in the past when we've had a competition. Sometimes you get the whole team around them and try and create some different scenarios. Or some places you put, you know, a prize at it. If you make this kick, we don't have meetings or something like that. So you can try and create, but there's nothing like kicking in front of 82,000. So
you anticipate doing some of those games?
I'm sure we will. Yeah, we've always done something like that to keep it fresh.
I guess whoever it is, it's going to be your fourth kicker in 18 games. I mean, how much of a desire do you have as a coach to have some stability at that
point? Well, you always like stability, but the situation was what it was last year. We, you know, handled it. We moved on. So, yeah, you'd like to have a nice young kicker or an older kicker, whoever it is, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Why do you think it clicked last year for Brad Wing?
He just kept working. I mean, he's got a tremendous work ethic and tried to simplify it for him a little bit, and he did. And then I think as your confidence grows, and you see the true ability come out. And he's got a lot of ability, and he's very talented.
Do you think that playoff game serves as some motivation? Obviously, it wasn't his best game of the year.
I think for everyone it does, yeah. When you lose that last game, it motivates you.
Coaches always talk about competition. Would you prefer to have a second kicker in here for training camp just to push each other?
If they're good enough, it's tough now because the number of training camp practices have cut down. So the number of opportunities have cut down and kicks. So if you start getting two guys in here, you start splitting kicks up, do you have enough to really make an accurate evaluation? But I know we're always looking for competition out there, and if somebody's good enough, I'm sure our pro scouts would identify and we'd bring them in.
During that playoff game, the mistake Bobby Rainey made.
On the sideline.
Bobby's obviously not here, but is it in this kind of a forum, like the spring plus the mini camps, where you go over those kinds of situations?
It's all year long that we go through those situations. Yeah, we call it the sideline rule. When you're within 3 yards from the sideline, you want to have square shoulders. If not, you're going to take the ball out of bounds. So we show a lot of tape. We do it this time of year, especially with the rookies. We have 45 minutes with them in the afternoon during this whole spring time to show them situations. During the season, Saturday night before the game, we show 15 minutes of situations to the whole team. We talk about all the different rules and stuff. And we try and show the video evidence so that they can get a clearer understanding of it.
Is that harder with a rookie, like, say, Travis Rudolph, who you mentioned, didn't do a whole lot of punt returning in college, this is all new to him?
It's all new to everyone, because there's a lot of differences in the rules between the NCAA and the NFL, so we, identify those for them.
Are you involved at all, in training camp, monitoring the kickers around the league, or are you just focused on what's here and then throw guys?
Just by nature of what I do and my interests, I do take a look at everyone and everyone's tape, see what they're doing. We have the ability to watch every game right after it's played. So we'll keep an eye on guys, but pro scouting is... that's, right in their wheelhouse.
Would it be fair to say if they got another kicker here that that's all this competition, the other 31?
Well, that's for everybody. I mean, you're always competing against everyone else in this league. And, there's 31 other teams, and when they cut down from 90 to 53, there's going to be a lot of players out there that are good football players. So you're just not competing here. It's, league-wide.
I appreciate it, Coach.
All right.
Winifred just came in for a lift.
Yeah, he just came in to do arms with me now. No, it's great to see him. He's moving out to California, so he wanted to stop by and say hi.